walking to the tent. Come inside, come inside. Thank you.
Absolutely. I was just thinking. Absolutely tremendous single there from Little Angels. And incidentally, as you probably know, music lovers, they're planning a tour in December. We'll give you some of the dates. All right, on the 6th of December, they'll be at the Limelight in Belfast.
First record they had out was more or less a bit of a gimmick, still a really catchy gimmick that got them a lot of attention and a lot of hit material as well, at least in the charts around the world. I think the second one, which he just had, puts them into the bracket of a really good rock band. Didn't actually see him live when they gigged over here, but next time I think I'll get off my fat whatever and go down and catch them. Ugly Kid Joe, the track was called Neighbor. Quick reminder that 1FM tomorrow throughout the whole of the day, I can't remember the exact actual time, but the show starts at 2 o'clock tomorrow here at Donington and going till way past 10 o'clock, and indeed past 10:30, the whole of the Monsters of Rock 1992 will be broadcast live on 1FM. When I was in the States recently, I met up with these guys and saw them in Kansas City, in actual fact. They were excellent. Coming over soon, Black Crowes, this is their track, My Morning Song. band called Roxy Blue, single that's out now is called Love on Me. Before that, one of those guys from Atlanta, Georgia, called the Black Crows, track from their second album, Southern Harmony, etc. Their track was called My Morning Song. They come out of the soon, catch them, because they're a lot tighter this time than they were last time. This is Radio 1 FM. The time now is 9:30. 9:31 to be precise in the newsroom. Here's Mallory Gell.
Police in Belfast have described the accidental killing of a woman as completely indiscriminate, reckless, and senseless act. Isabel Leyland was over from England to see relatives. She was hit in the back by bullets, which were meant for a nearby army patrol. Her husband, Brian, and her four children, aged between 12 and 21, have flown to Belfast tonight. A government scheme to reward popular schools with money for expansion has collapsed. The idea was to make sure oversubscribed schools would have the money to grow. It's fallen victim to the squeeze on public spending. City dealers are warning the government may have to raise interest rates to support the pound. It slipped to the lowest level since joining the exchange rate mechanism. The American airlift of food to the people of Somalia and northern Kenya has begun. 10 tons of food has been flown into Wajir in northeastern Kenya. 2 fishermen were rescued from the North Sea after they were spotted completely by chance by a passing helicopter. The men, who were floating in a dinghy 110 miles east of Dundee, had no time to send a mayday when their boat went down. That's it. Next news, 10:30.
Airways are ready one from 3 p.m. till way past 10 o'clock tomorrow are going to be filled entirely with the Monsters of Rock. You will hear every number that every band does during the Monsters of Rock 1992. Later in this program tonight, and starting in about 12 or 13 minutes' time, we'll have words and music by the Almighty, Wasp, Slayer, Thunder, Skid Row, and Iron Maiden. Music by the people who are going to make this a great event tomorrow here at Castle Donington. Monsters of Rock 1992. When I was over in the States with Kiss a few months ago, I met a geezer in a car park, and he handed me a tape and he said, "Tom, you've got to listen to this," which I duly did. And I've been playing it in the car again and again and again, but I knew nothing about the band whatsoever. Now the album is about to come out. They're a German band who were formed in Berlin some years ago, but they relocated to Los Angeles. And I think they make an incredible sound, led by a woman, and a really good screaming type rock vocalist she is. They're called Skew Siskin, and I want to play you this track that's on their album. It's 12 minutes and 10 seconds long, in which they incorporate all their talent, and they mirror all the talent of a lot of other people who went before them. Check this out.
Yeah.
not a rip-off at all, an absolute homage to the people that they really do respect. Remember their name. You'll hear more on the Friday Rock Show. They're called Skew Siskin. And a half minutes before 10, the Friday Rock Show coming to you live from the back of the stage here at Castle Donington, which is, of course, the home of the Monsters of Rock. Tomorrow on 1FM, we have the Monsters of Rock all day, starting at 3 p.m. Oh, incidentally, can I just say this? A message to people who like maybe a different kind of music. Whatever you've heard, the Michael Johnson, there's a new act, the Michael Jackson concerts at Wembley are on tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, okay? No matter what you heard, that is the news. I've got to transport into your ears. But right now, as a special mention, a member of our team got hurt on stage the other day, had 5 stitches put in his head, and some people around here, because the medical attention here at Donington is excellent, some people got him to hospital pretty quick, and now he's got 5 stitches, and he's a lot happier, and he's actually going to work tomorrow. Thank you, Charlotte. Thank you, Cameron, St. John Ambulance, and also the people at the Queen's Medical Hospital. Right, let's get into some real Donington action. After this track, Mick Wall meets the Almighty.
Ricky, this is the Almighty's first appearance at Donington. Quite a momentous event in the band's career, I would have thought. Are you looking forward to it?
Oh, yeah, it's the highlight, I think, of the band's career, you know. To actually come here the past couple of years and see, you know, see backstage, see what's going on, actually come here as a punter as well, and now to be sort of playing, it's just, wow. Too much.
Stumpy, did you used to come here as a fan as well?
I've been here once or twice. A couple of years ago with Whitesnake were on, stuff like that.
So you know what it's like to actually stand in the audience, looking up at the big stage, watching what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Does that make it worse for you sitting here right now, looking forward to tomorrow afternoon?
Probably makes it better. You understand how they feel. All crushed down there, especially if it's sunny.
Of course, we're expecting a big crowd here at Donington tomorrow. The capacity, I believe, is 72,000.
Mm-hmm.
Will that be the biggest crowd the Almighty has played to before, Ricky?
Yep, definitely, without a doubt. We did the Monster Show in Germany last week, and that was like 40,000 people, which was a lot of people, but, I mean, yeah, it'll be the biggest one we've ever done. Globally, it's the event in like the heavy metal calendar. Definitely.
Does that add an awful lot of pressure to your thinking when you're putting together your set for the event? I mean, do you say to yourselves, "My gosh, if we go down terribly tomorrow, that's the end of our career"? Or if we go down
until you said that, yeah, you know, we were all right. But
or do you say to yourselves, "And if we go down brilliantly, we've got it made"?